So the Bible says he caught him out there in the field and he did what to him? Killed him. Because of one bad offering. Wow. So look at somebody and say, you have to check your attitude. Come on, look at somebody and say, I have to check your attitude. Now, I don't believe none of y'all gonna go out and kill nobody, is you? Please, y'all go ahead and say no, Pastor, so I can hear you. I don't hear you. Because I want to be able to defend you in court now. They told me they wasn't going to do nothing like that right now. So here you got Paul here. He began to tell the church about giving and making sure that their hearts are right. And then Paul get over in the, let's get back over to it right here, and I'm just about done. Is this helping any of you? Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm taking my time now. I'm not trying to rush this thing because we want this thing to marinate and get in us. And be able to do everything God wanted to do. Amen? Amen. Yeah, I'm tired of missing seasons. I don't know about y'all. Yeah, then talking about, you know, get to the next year tomorrow. It's going to happen, no. I ain't in the it's going to happen no more. I'm looking for it to happen right at this very moment. Okay, so here you got Paul telling them, you know, get the heart right. Then verse number 8, he said, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you. I always say, God is able to make all grace, underline that, all grace abound unto you. He's able to make all grace abound unto you as a result of your giving, okay? As a result of your giving. I'm going to get it in the Amplified here, and I'm going to read that for you. He's able to make all grace abound unto you as a result of your giving. Now, you know, grace and favor is the same word. So he's able to make all favor abound to you or increase in your life. Okay? So that means favor has the potential to increase in your life. That means favor can start out at one level and you can continue to operate in God's word and operating by faith and favor start increasing in your life. Look at somebody and say, favor is increasing in my life. Come on, say it again. Favor is increasing in my life. Yeah, he's increasing. Favor is increasing in our lives. And look at what the Amplified says here. Okay? The Amplified says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor. Now listen to this. And earthly blessing. Yeah. Now listen. Listen to what he says now. God is able to make all favor and earthly blessings. Now earthly blessings and stuff is stuff you can see. Look at somebody say, then tell them, say, I'm getting some stuff I can see in this season. Yeah, yeah. Now look, okay, look what he says here. Went on, he said, come to you in abundance. Now underline that because you got to know, favor don't produce a little bit of stuff. Favor produces an abundance in your life. Look at somebody and say, I'm stepping over into an abundance. Yeah, I'm stepping over into an abundance. Why? Because I got favor on my life. Yeah, I got favor on my life. I got favor. I'm giving the right way. I'm giving in the right attitude. I'm giving because I love God. And because of that, now God is allowing favor to start working for me. Look at somebody and say, favor working for me. Come on, say it again. Say, favor is working for me. Yeah. Now look what else he said here in the Amplified. He says, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, ain't got to get no aid or support for no other system. Look at somebody say, I don't need the world system for this one. Tell them, say, God is supplying me with an abundance. Tell them, say, that's more than enough. See, when you get to a place that you are totally self-sufficient, you have more than enough, then the devil can't cause you to compromise to get something done. But when that devil try to keep you from giving, he's trying to keep you in light so he can keep you compromising. So you don't have to worry about compromise when you got every single thing you need to do everything God wants you to do. You don't have to worry about compromise. But when the devil try to keep you from getting it the way God wants you to get it, then you're going to be, how many done have, you know, this amount of money, that amount of money, and you're trying to get a little bit more? See, and the devil is telling you, don't you get it like this here. You remember you used to do it like this here?
Right.
Come on, you know he'll bring them old thoughts to you.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, remember who you used to call back in the day?
Right.
Come on, talk to me and hear somebody. But if you got all that you need, that devil ain't got a voice. He can't even talk to you. He can't even flirt with you. Why? Because you're fully satisfied. Look at somebody and say,
I'm fully satisfied.
Come on, say it again. Say, I'm fully satisfied.
Tell them,
say, I got more than enough
to put in
store.
I'm ready to give
whenever God needs me to. Now look what he says here now. He says, possessing enough to require no aid or support and furnished in abundance, here it is, for every good work and charitable donation. When it comes down for the kingdom to do something, you don't choke. Look at somebody and say, when it comes down for the kingdom to do it, I don't have to never worry again about choking. Come on. Y'all look at him. Because see, you know, listen, this church, this, listen, y'all listen to me now. Listen. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Listen to me now. Listen. This church have major vision. If I got choking folk around me, it's hard for me to get there. That's why we're teaching this message. So that when we get to the place to do what God really wants us to do, ain't none of us choking. That's why we don't do no bake, no bake sale, no cat sale, no dog sales, no chicken foot sales. No, because we don't want to get to a place where God want to use us in a significant way in this community, and we choke. Why? Because of the lack of. Here's some property. God said, get it. But we get it here, and we can't raise the money to do it.
Come on,
are you here? See, we ain't just in church just to be in church. Now, there is a divine kingdom agenda. But we got to have the minds to go there. Yeah, yeah. This church want to build a gym. Aren't you tired every time we get ready to do something, we got to rent somebody else stuff? Come on, y'all better talk to me in here. Aren't you tired of going back to my, ooh, that look good. Ooh, going, here we go, going there. Ooh, it's so beautiful. Ooh, look at all this, but won't tithe.
Right.
Hush your doggone mouth.
Amen.
You don't have a right to say nothing about nothing any other ministry doing because you won't do nothing for your own church.
Wow.
Don't never go nowhere else talking about this beautiful. Because you have the same opportunity to do the same thing if all of us get on board, put our funds together, and come before God with an offering, come before God with a tithe. And we won't have to do it the world's way. We can do it the kingdom way. And Pastor Carr can go to sleep and don't be worrying about no debt. Lack of debt help you sleep. Abundance of debt will keep you up. How many of you had some debt and you was up trying to figure out, man, I know I got to pay this thing by Monday. How many of them been there before? I've been there now. I know I got to pay it by Monday. Boy, I can't even get me no sleep. I'm trying to shaka bahasha, husha bahasha, maya kisha bahasha. You talking in tongues, but boy, that devil talking to you louder than your tongue. Look at somebody say, that ain't the will of God. It's not the will of God for you personally, and it's not the will of God for us corporately. If we do it the way God say do it, we can do whatever God tell us to do. We can come here and raise the money. Need some property? We come here one Sunday. Let's raise this money for this property. But we can't do it if we're not operating in the kingdom system. If we're not operating in the kingdom system, guess what? We're going to have to continue to depend on the world system to get it done. And when you get in the world system doing it, it's going to take you longer. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise
man, I got a little excited just then. I really did. Really, because as a church, we can do whatever we set our hearts to do. The throne of God is the limit for this church here. We can do whatever we need to do. We just stick to this here. Don't get off. Look at somebody say, don't get off this here. Yeah. See, because you have to understand. See, the church goes no higher than those who attend it.